Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:10 a.m. here in the Great Northeast this beautiful Wednesday, October 8, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our man John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we lost this year, but salute today, thanks to John. Lance Anderson, Carbondale, Wayne O'Neill, Leda, Charleston, South Carolina, Irving King, Sweet Valley, Ford Kilgallen, Carbondale, Thomas Joseph Mangieri, Roaring Brook Township, and Edward Farrell, Wyoming. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle, gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, otherwise known as the Bob Cordaro Show. Hey, Mother Teresa for today. Let's get in here. I mean, by the way, so we played What a Moron. And she could be nice in certain ways, but AOC arguing or having a policy discussion with Stephen Miller, it's so senseless to really have an argument. She she caught herself realizing where she was headed with her diatribe on him, and then tried to correct it and sounded even dumber. Wow. That's a thought leader in the Democrat Party. This is how low they've sunk. And then we've got our thought leaders here. Our lack of thought leaders. And again, when I think of something silly, I love to think of something great and beautiful. And that's Mother Teresa, St. Teresa, for October 8th. She says, "You and I are called to do very humble work. There are many people who can do big things, but there are very few people who will do the small things." And did she ever? I say it often in the show, doing something ordinary so often and so well that it becomes extraordinary. And that's our Mother Teresa, our St. Teresa. Sean from Larksville, he gives me an LTS, love the show. He says, hey, Bobby, got to play pickleball for the first time 2 weeks ago. What a blast it was. And I look forward to playing more. So the Scranton Mayor's greatest accomplishment may be the pickleball courts. 5 years, we got a pickleball court. I know. Continues, I know you're always looking for Democrat accomplishment. Well, there it is. Bid rigging on the pools. No pool at Naog. but we got a pickleball court. HVAC dude says, who's making these musical selections? It's Murph. Straight fire dope, bro. Well, that sounds like prison talk. Thanks, HVAC dude. And then he comes in and says, some of the most interesting and intelligent individuals I've met were in prison. State, not fed. Well, we're going to talk to a fed prisoner shortly. Looking forward to the upcoming segment. Well, Chris Finazzo, he was charged with a crime that most people don't know exists. In this unfiltered, sobering account, he recounts his journey from the pinnacle of his career in the fashion industry to documenting the stories of his fellow inmates at the largest federal prison in the United States, Fort Dix, where I was with Chris. This book provides remarkable insight into the choices, challenges, emotions, and mindsets of the people working and incarcerated within the federal criminal justice system, offering a thoughtful and engaging exploration of love and resilience. It's called Reflections of a Town Driver, The Road to Redemption. And it's outstanding. I'm going to say this before I put Chris on. What he does, and I could have him explain it as well, but a town driver is basically a prisoner that they could trust to just sort of stay within the lines, who drives people generally being released, but also people going to medical appointments and other stuff, in a van and takes them. And Chris weaves his story in this book, his prison story, with those of the many people that he drove, particularly home. And I'm telling you, it's outstanding. I have a hard time finishing a book anymore, even though I used to read 2 and 3 a week in prison. But this book captivated me, and I read it through and through. And without further ado, we bring on my old friend Chris Finazzo to talk about his book. Chris, welcome to the Bob Cadaro Show. How are you, man?
Bob, thanks for having me. I'm flattered that you invited me on the show. It's been a long time. I haven't seen you or spoken to you in a very long time.
I know it, man. And we used to go to Mass together.
Absolutely.
At Fort Dix. And I remember, Chris, reading your case, and I'm saying, I'm not, strictly speaking, a criminal lawyer. I can't figure out what you did.
A lot of people can't figure out what I did, and that's why I kept fighting with the government, and I had great attorneys, Alan Lewis, who followed this case through, and my ending is a very happy ending, but it was a crazy time at Fort Dix. I mean, I would sit there and wonder, what the heck am I doing here? And I think we all wondered what we were doing here. People read my case and never understood it. You know, and one of the things, I used to work for the warden, Hollingsworth at the time, and I would clean his office. And he told me one day, sit down. I thought it was in trouble. And he said, what are you doing here? I read your case. I don't know what you did. I told him I conspired to violate the Travel Act. And
which begs the question, what the hell is that?
Travel Act. Well, the Travel Act was put in place by President Kennedy in 1963, so his brother Bobby Kennedy could go after organized crime. Now, I'm not a retail mafia figure by any means. I was a second in charge at Aeropostale. I worked for a private equity company on the West Coast to build retail brands, and that's what I did. So when I heard that I was, when I was arrested in front of my family coming home from a business trip in California, in front of my family with 7 FBI agents and all kinds of crazy machine guns, et cetera, I realized that the Travel Act was a serious situation, but nobody ever understood what the Travel Act was.
Now, the essence of the crime, as the book read, and I got to tell you, I didn't get it from your paperwork. You made it clear in the book called Reflections of a Town Driver, is that you had a business deal with a vendor. You got into real estate investing with a vendor.
Correct.
Who
Correct.
You were and not I mean, exclusively in charge of buying from.
No, no. and the question remains, you know, why that happened. When I was let go at Aeropostale, and this has been going on since 2006, and then I took a job with another private equity company on the West Coast that ran a company called Anchor Blue, and I was out there for 3 years and really started to turn that business around. I was flying back and forth from the West Coast and East Coast every week. I'd come home, same flight, JetBlue Airlines, same seat, same everyone, knew all of the people on the plane, and came home, was downstairs on a business call, finished that, and my daughter said, "Dad, the FBI is here," and I was arrested on June 10th of 2010 for conspiring to violate the Travel Act.
And so, then you go to trial. The jury doesn't really understand what the crime is, but they figure you're there. Oh, he must be guilty.
Well, I'm a middle-aged, successful, no one ever has given me anything, a self-made, successful guy, sitting in front of there, and the U.S. attorneys are talking about violating the Travel Act, and they're talking about mail wire fraud, which, you know, the Travel Act is a blanket that they throw over you. So if you're a little kid and somebody throws a blanket on top of you, you try to get out of it, and you can't get out of it because you're trapped. And that's what I was. I was trapped in a situation where I never understood the crime. I never understood why it was happening. I didn't understand everything, but I fought my way tooth and nail. I went to trial in front of a jury of my peers, but nobody understood what the Travel Act does. Even some of the attorneys had a hard time understanding how this fit into a RICO-type crime under the Travel Act.
Myself among them, by the way.
Right. I mean, it's just a crazy situation, you know. I always felt that I was not fairly tried, that I was convicted of something that was not a crime that I didn't do. And I'm certainly a big enough guy that if I did a crime like they said I did, I would take it like a man and probably have taken a plea deal. But since I was not guilty, I decided to go through the gamut, and I got 8 years for a crime that really was not a crime.
Now, Chris, so, and Chris Finazzo is our guest. His book is Reflections of a Town Driver, The Road to Redemption. The good news on this, but sad news, is that the upper courts, including the Supreme Court, said this isn't a crime. Long after you served your sentence.
Well, I have a terrific, caring attorney. You know, attorneys sometimes get a really bad rap, especially when you're in prison and talking about how badly your attorneys, did for you or how badly it turned out for you. And I was very successful. I have a beautiful family. I have a beautiful wife that has stuck by me. But the one thing I realized was that my attorney followed this case long after it happened. So there was a similar case to mine, which involved the right to control function under the Travel Act. Again, very complicated situation. I was at Disneyland with my grandchildren and my wife and my daughter and son-in-law, and I came off a ride, the Snow White ride, which was, if you ever go to Disneyland, you think the Snow White ride should be a lot of fun and easy. It's a horrible ride. You come off feeling sick and nauseous after you go on this little Disney Snow White ride.
Well, I'm sickened by much of what Disney does, but that's a separate issue.
Well, I come off the ride, and there's a text message from Alan Lewis. He says, "Chris, I've got some good news for you." And the good news was that after all these years, the Supreme Court, headed by Justice Thomas, put out an opinion that the right to control is not a crime. And after serving 5.5 years, I was able to get out 15 months early, thanks to our wonderful President Donald Trump, who was able to get me out on the First Step Act 15 months earlier. I was never able to get any of the money that was taken away from me, but that was okay. I'll make that back. I'm not crying over that. But he told me in his office that you have a very good chance of your sentences, the sentences 2 through 16, which is the mail wire fraud function or charges, would be vacated. And I just signed paperwork a couple of months ago to vacate my entire sentence from the government. So I spent 5.5 years in prison as a town driver, which was a great job. But I lost a lot of my time. I missed my grandchildren being born. I missed being with my wife and family. But it was really a complete injustice to put me through that. And as I was writing the book, it was never going to be about me and the system and how terrible the system is. So sometimes the U.S. criminal justice system is a system that promises justice, but in my case, it didn't deliver that justice. You know, I was wrongly charged with something that should not have been a crime. And again, if it wasn't for my attorney following through, I wouldn't be on the phone with you. I probably wouldn't have a book, and I probably wouldn't have my sentence vacated. But it was a long, tedious process that's been going on for 15 years.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy process.
Chris Finazzo is our guest. His book, Reflections of a Town Driver, The Road to Redemption. I served some time with Chris. I was in 11 prisons. One of the ones I was in was Fort Dix with Chris. Chris, I am... so impressed with this book, because a lot of people want to know about prison experiences. A lot of my audience asks, tell us stories and on the air and so forth, which I don't hesitate if they come to mind. But being the town driver, you took so many people home and they wanted to open up to you. And by the way, just so you guys know, this is who Chris is. People, you can perceive his wisdom and experience. And I myself got that out of him when we met and when we would be in church and hanging around. But they wanted to impart upon you what was going on, and you absorbed their stories and made it part of yours, which I think makes this book unique. Tell us about some of the people you took home, and maybe some of the commonalities among the people who were being released from prison.
Well, the first thing is that in prison, as you know, Bob, everybody's treated the same. Whether you're black, white, rich or poor, doesn't make a difference. You're all in the same situation. So I wake up one morning, and I'm surrounded by 400 men on a cot in a dorm-style dormitory where we're all sleeping together, and it's a little bit crazy. But my town driver stories was this. In order to pass the time when I came back from work, after I was appointed as a town driver, I got a cell phone, I got keys to a van, I'd go out every day, I'd bring people to halfway houses, Newark Airport, Philly Airport. And what I decided to do one day was to ask somebody, one of the inmates that I was driving from either the east or west side or the camp, what they did. Like, what did you get? What are you here for? And they would say to me, what are you here for? I said, I violated the Travel Act, and the conversation would come to a halt because nobody knew what that was. But, you know, I'll give you a for instance. One of the first guys that I drove home, his name was Benji. And Benji was an older black gentleman who got caught up in the drug trade back in the early days when the drug trade was very popular in East Harlem and in New York City. And the laws were so strict that if you got caught with a little bit of drugs in your possession, you've got a long-term sentence, not like it is right now. And Benji came out, and I realized that life in prison sometimes is better than life outside of prison.
For these guys.
So Benji is in his late 60s, early 70s. I could relate to him. We were about the same age. He came in. He had one black garbage bag. After spending 30 years in prison, he came home with one black garbage bag. And that black garbage bag had really nothing in it, a couple of pairs of socks, a pair of shoes, etc. put it in the back of the car, and drove him to Trenton train station, where the government gives you $16.50 to take the train from Trenton to New York City. Benji was deathly afraid. He was crying in the car because he said he's leaving a life that he loves in prison, which is hard to believe, and going to a place which is a shelter, and he had no family. His wife, his mother, his father, his sisters have all passed on, and he has no friends. And he hasn't been in Harlem, or he hasn't been in Manhattan for 30-plus years. So when I dropped Benji off, he was afraid to get out of the car. His car, his legs were weak, and he was tired, and he had an emotional breakdown in the car. And here's a grown man, after 30 years of leaving prison, having an emotional breakdown. And I had to leave Benji there on the curb, and I drove away. And as I drove away, I said to myself, wow, this is terrible. How could life in prison, especially at Fort Dix, be better than your life outside of Fort Dix? So I came home that night, and I started to write down in a journal every conversation that I've had with prisoners that I took home.
Fascinating. You know,
and it just is it's a sad state of affairs. I've had guys who I've driven home that were pedophiles, guys that were murderers, guys that were embezzlers. I drove every type of person home. I have over 150 stories that I've written down. Some make you laugh, and some are happy, and some are sad. Like Benji is a sad is a sad story. You know,
Chris Finazzo is our guest. He was a fellow inmate with me for a time at Fort Dix until I was requested to go someplace else. His book is called Reflections of a Town Driver, The Road to Redemption. Chris, can you hang with us for a little bit through a commercial break?
Sure.
All right.
Absolutely.
I want to come and continue this discussion. The book is great. I'm telling you, it's one of the most well-rounded prison books I've ever seen, and having been through 11 prisons over 8.5 years, I know a little bit about it. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We got a veterans tribute, the weather, and then back with Chris Finazzo, my old prison buddy, and talking about his book, Reflections of a Town Driver, The Road to Redemption.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all, and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our man, John Basiliga. Well, it's Wednesday, so we're going to feature one of his great companies, Basiliga Hospitality. The two fine dining restaurants, quality and atmosphere beyond any I've been to, and equal to any I've been to around the world. A Terra 519, Reader's Choice winner, best fine dining, best new local restaurant, and best wine selection. Then in Wilkes-Barre, the Stegmeyer Mansion. It's like traveling to Newport, and in the middle of a mansion tour, they say, have a meal, and it'll be top shelf. Live like they did in all their glory. Sergei's the Nightclub, also downtown Scranton. Winner, best nightclub, best live music venue. They'll be open tomorrow night through Sunday. Far Street Tavern, best bar food, best neighborhood bar. Queen City Tavern, best bar winner. Scranton Art House, best movie theater. The Old Brook Inn, best outdoor dining, best place to have a first date. Or a second, or a third, or a fourth, or a fifth. Amazing. Basiliga Hospitality. Thomas Mangieri. We lost him September 27th this year. His family says, with great sadness and profound gratitude for a life well lived. He was from Roaring Brook Township. He passed at age 82. Born in Scranton, he attended Scranton Public Schools. Working as a baker from a young age, he proudly served us in the U.S. Navy, 1960 to 1964. He was stationed all across the North Atlantic, and honorably discharged as an airman. He then moved to Bridgeport, Connecticut, where he met his beloved wife, Nancy, before returning with his young family to the Scranton area. Tom was a truck driver for 35 years with Roadway Express, retiring in 2007. He was a proud member of the great Teamsters Local 229, and he served as a trustee in that great organization. Tom was also a longstanding member of the St. Eulalia Parish in Roaring Brook Township. The life of every party, he had a commanding presence. In addition to his wife, Nancy, with whom he was married for 57 years. He survived by a daughter, a son, a grandson, and many other family members, including innumerable and deeply valued friends. Thomas Mangieri, our great veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, morning clouds and rain, then clearing, breezy, and cooler, 65, 57 outside the studios right now. Tonight, clear and cold, low 39. Thursday, sunny and cool, 58. Friday, sunny and cool, 63.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
So we're talking with my old prison friend, Chris Finazzo. And he was a big deal in the fashion industry. Most of you would remember Aeropostale. He had started with Macy's. And these private equity companies that wanted to buy various fashion stores would turn to Chris and say, make this happen or turn this around. And at the height of his career, out of nowhere, he gets arrested and goes to trial, sentenced to 8 years for a crime which was later invalidated by the U.S. Supreme Court. Like, well, what is this? But during his experiences, not only, by the way, I say this often about prison, you're meeting people in the worst possible circumstances almost always that they've had in their life. And their character's revealed. And I could say clearly about Chris, he's one of the guys that I just said, he was, you know, put upon and tortured by all of this. But he revealed a great, strong character. And when I heard he had a book coming out, he's just one of those guys you'd always want to hang around with before, during, and after. And he's with us to talk about his book called Reflections of a Town Driver, The Road to Redemption. Chris, so what? Tell us a couple more of the stories, maybe not the ones you tell in the book, because we'll read the book for that.
Right.
That really strike you as wow, and maybe gave you a head scratcher on the way home.
Well, there's one story that I probably never put in the book, but I'll tell you guys on the radio today, is that there were two town drivers at the time, me and my counterpart, and we were split up one day. I went to Newark Airport, and the other driver went to Philly bus station. And the guy that he was taking to the Philly bus station was a very large man. He was probably 5'7", at least 350 pounds. And they drove him to Philly bus station. And on my way back from the Newark Airport, I got a call from the CO, and the CO said to me, Finazzo, I need you to go to the bus station and pick up the person that the other driver dropped off this morning. And I asked why. And he said, you're not to ask why, you're just to do.
Yeah.
So I was rerouted to the Philly bus station, and there was this large man surrounded by policemen, I couldn't figure out what was wrong with him or what happened. Either the prison had made a mistake and released him too early, or something went wrong with his paperwork and he couldn't get on the bus. I'm not really sure what happened, but I can tell you that it was very secretive, and the reason why they sent me to the prison to pick him up is because I would never tell anybody that I picked up another prisoner that they either let out too early or had some issues with him going. I later find out that he was a pedophile, that he was probably not able to be released when he was released, and the federal system made a mistake. And that is a little crazy when you make a mistake and you drive a person to a bus station or a train station and they shouldn't be released. That's a problem with the prison.
Well, Chris Finazzo, I would say this. Why didn't they make a mistake with us instead of a pedophile?
I don't know, Bob. I don't know. You know, what I remember about Fort Dix with you is that you were always fun. You always were laughing. You always had a debate. And I'm so happy that you have this wonderful radio show, because all of your qualities come out on the radio. When I'm listening to you now talk, it's like a flashback to Fort Dix and how how exceptional you are when it comes to entertaining people into talking. But there's a lot of times in when I'm driving that the stories are hard to believe. Like, I can't believe the stories, and I changed everybody's name in the book so that they wouldn't realize it. But there are so many stories about people taking drugs because they're working too hard, because they're injured. There was a young man that I took home who was in the military and had a problem. He had gotten hurt and injured in the military and started to take drugs, Oxycontin and other drugs for painkillers, because his knees and his back were hurting and he didn't want to leave the military, and found himself selling drugs on a military base, okay, so that he could take drugs so he could relieve his pain. And the reason why he didn't tell the military is because he loved the military and always wanted to be there. It's a sad, sad, sad truth about people taking drugs and getting addicted to painkillers. There's so much of that. I drove hundreds and hundreds of
And by the way, Chris, I guess that's maybe the definition of irony, that he serves his sentence on a military base.
Yeah, I mean, he was on the east side of Fort Dix, and it's really, really, it's really criminal that he wasn't able to tell anybody because he didn't want to lose his job in the military. But then he winds up ending up in a military base, but on Fort Dix in a prison. It doesn't make any sense.
And one of the things Chris Finazzo points out in his book that is true, the Fort Dix complex, one of the largest it is the largest federal prison complex in the country, prox 21 to 2500 on what they call the east side, and 21 to 2500 on the west side, and up to 400 plus in the camp. Massive prison complex on the site of a joint Air Force, Navy, Air Force, and Army base in Fort Dix. Quite a place.
It was a, it was a, it was a special crazy place. You know, my favorite story that is in the book, and this has happened more than once in my driving. I've driven home thousands of guys or to different locations, whether it's a halfway house or to an airport, et cetera. One of my favorite stories is that there's a young man named Luis, and Luis was on the west side, and I picked him up, and he was very well dressed. You know, we had shorts, gray t-shirts or brown t-shirts, and that's what we kind of lived in. But he was well dressed, had new jeans on, had a Nike hoodie, and I was driving him to Philadelphia Airport. He was very nervous in the car, and I asked him a question. Luis, what did you do? He said, well, he was part of a big drug ring in Puerto Rico that involved law enforcement, gangs, et cetera. They had drugs and guns that they were running through Puerto Rico, and it was 147 people on his indictment list, and that he took a plea deal, which meant that he must have ratted out a lot of the people that went to prison, and he got a little bit of a leniency with giving the government information. Well, to make a long story short, I drop Luis off. Luis tells me that he's afraid to get out of the car because if he goes home to Puerto Rico, he will be killed. He's going to be murdered or something will happen to him badly, and he doesn't want to go back to Puerto Rico. But he's got a ticket to Puerto Rico. One of the problems with the federal government is that wherever you came from, you have to go back to. So he had to go back to Ponce, Puerto Rico, which is a high crime rate, notoriously gang-related, and he went there. And again, remember, this is years ago. So Luis gets out of the car. I wish him well. I could see that he's hesitant to leave. And it's the day before Thanksgiving. And you know how great Thanksgiving, Bob, was at Fort Dix.
Yeah.
It was 10 o'clock in the morning, and we got a piece of turkey and some table talk pies is in my book. It's about people trading.
Well, when I worked in the kitchen, when they forced me to work in the kitchen, I made sure that it was good. It's just that I was eating it at 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, we had Thanksgiving dinner at 9:30 in the morning. But I get a call that night from the office of the station, and the CEO says, "Finazzo, the guy Luis that you dropped off at the airport. We know that you dropped him off because there's a film of you dropping him off. We went back and looked at the film through the airport security, and Luis never got on the plane to Puerto Rico. So I already knew that the reason why he didn't get on the plane to Puerto Rico was because Luis had other ideas because he was afraid to go home. I didn't know what he was going to do, but he was definitely afraid to go home. The next day on Thanksgiving in the afternoon, I get a call to come into the CEO's office and said that Luis was picked up by the U.S. Marshals on a plane going to Miami. And it's a sad case because here's a young man who committed a crime. Yes, he probably, ratted out a bunch of people, but Luis had other ideas about what he wanted to do, but he couldn't tell anybody. He was nobody there to help him because he was afraid he was going to get murdered or something else in Puerto Rico when he went back.
Well, Chris, the funny thing about that is he avoided getting murdered in prison for being a rat,
yes.
But he was afraid to go back to Ponce.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Amazing.
He was a very, very sad story, very sad. You know, there's another guy who is a big guy, and I said to him, what do I call you? He said, what's your name? I said, Chris. He goes, I said, what do I call you? Because call me Big Shirley, the Big Shirley. So I said, okay, Big Shirley. I said, what did you do here? He said, I was charged with manslaughter. I hit people in the head, three people, with a hammer. So, of course, I asked Big Shirley if he could sit in the back of the car instead of the front of the car with me because I wasn't sure if he was going to go off on me if I said something wrong. But
well, Chris, I used to say about the murderers, maybe they got it off their chest.
Really? Really crazy. I mean, it's just a crazy, crazy situation, you know. And I was one of the lucky ones that had a really good job at Fort Dix. I was able to write these stories down and never thought they would go into a book. But I was out to lunch one day with a friend, and he said, Chris, tell me some stories. And I started to tell him, and he said, you should write a book. And I said, well, I have all of these stories documented. So I started writing. And then I started to incorporate my own personal life and how this all started. Because, You know what, Bob? From day to day, you never know if something like this is going to happen to you. If you open your door one day and the FBI is standing there and they arrest you for something that you have no knowledge of or you have no understanding of, you know, and I have a happy ending with the book because my sentences were vacated. I've been home for 5.5 years and living a great life. And, you know, it's
are you retired yet, Chris Finazzo?
No, I'm not retired yet. I actually work for a construction company as a new business development.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. We build new houses. It's called ADF Development Corp in New York. My son-in-law owns the company. He does a great job with it. He said, Dad, can you give me some help? And I said, sure. So we've been able to structure the company for it to have growth. And I love what I'm doing. It's just a great...
Quite a pivot from the fashion industry. Fashion, which is brutal.
it's brutal. Well, you know what? One of the things that when this all transpired, I realized that I could never go back into my old industry again because my reputation was ruined.
Mm-hmm.
And my reputation was so high at one point. You know, I was very good at what I did. There was a lot of people that helped make Aeropostale a popular brand, and to make it public, there was a great team of people there. I have no animosity towards any of those people. But when you leave at the height of your career and you get chopped down right in front of your family, et cetera, it's very hard to go back in that business. But because I have really good business skills and understand the customer base, I've been able to help my son-in-law Anthony and ADF Development grow the business. And I'm very happy here. You know, it's not what I used to do, but I have a different life now. I spend a lot more time with my grandchildren and my wife and family than I ever did before, and I'm very content with what's going on. So,
Chris Finazzo, how do people get the book, Reflections of a Town Driver?
Well, thank you very much. You can go on Amazon and buy it, Reflections of a Town Driver, Road to Redemption. We sold a bunch of copies so far. I think you'll enjoy the book. It also will be in bookstores very soon. It's a different format for that, but hopefully in the next couple of months, you'll find it in your local bookstores. We're working on some deals there. And Bob, I can't thank you enough for having me on the radio.
We're going to do it again when we have a new method of release for the book other than Amazon, Reflections of a Town Driver, Road to Redemption. And we'll continue the conversation. Love it, Chris. Love you too, man.
Thank you. I love you, Bob.
You wrote an amazing book, and I don't say it just to say it. It is one of the most interesting prison books I've ever read.
Thank you. And
I've been there, so it's not like
it's good stuff. You know, it's funny. I woke up one morning and I say, "Where's Bobby?" And they say, "Oh, Bobby's not here anymore." I was like, "Where the heck did Bobby go?" Like, you
they
were
took
in 11
me out
prisons.
At, yeah, they took me out at 2:30 in the morning.
I said, "Where did Bob go?" I said to one of the other guys, "Where's Bobby?" He's not here anymore. I said, "Where did he go, home?" He said, "No, they took him out last night." I'm like, "Oh God, Bob, you're crazy, crazy man. You're definitely a crazy man." But I'd love to come out and take you to lunch after one of your radio shows.
Would love it.
Send you a text and we could set that up. Okay?
I would absolutely love it, Chris. Thank you, man. The
Bob,
book.
Thank you so much.
Reflections
really
of a Town Driver: The Road to Redemption. Chris Finazzo. Thank you, man.
Thank you so much, Bob. Thank you.
We'll be back.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.